This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
It's so exciting to continue this an amazing series, God Accepting Me. We're at part 39. So far, 39 messages on God accepting us. Not God accepted us, or God will accept us, but God accepting us. God accepting me. As I say, we're at part 39. We're looking today at Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 8. We're continuing in our study of Romans, the 12th chapter. We've been looking from the very beginning of this chapter. And now we're at verse 8. And this is what Paul says. He continues to talk about the spiritual gifts God has given us. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Some of these gifts you might think aren't very important. For instance, there's one in prophecy that is important, one would think. Teaching, that's another one that looks important because you're right out the front there. You're doing what you're doing. But God has given so many gifts. And it's not only these gifts that we see here. God has given the incredible gift of music to some. To interpret such beautiful words and to make them come alive in others. God has given many, many, many gifts. But he's highlighting these for a reason. If you've got a gift to encourage others, and I believe you would know that, I believe that God would have already shown you that you have a gift to encourage. When there is so much negativity in this world, people all the time seem to want to put you down. People all the time want to find negativity about you. What they choose to do is to find the bad. They don't look for the good. What they want to try and do is to bring you down because you seem too happy, too much peace, too much joy, too much love in your life. They want to bring you down. And they'll do their very best to bring you down. But when you turn that, someone bringing you down, someone trying to be negative with you, and you turn that on its head, and you begin to encourage that person, wow, that blows them away. There's no answer to it. I've found when an argument is starting, an argument can only happen with two people. It can only happen. The conflict can only ever happen if two people are involved. If one of them doesn't want to get involved, if one of them wants to just smile and say, yeah. If that's what you think of me, then that's who I am to you. That's fine. You can diffuse it. You can diffuse an argument by saying, silence be still in your heart. And you can ask the Lord to calm the rough seas. And Paul is saying, if you are an encourager, you have an incredibly important gift, especially for the body of Christ. It is such a highly sought after gift. Someone that you know, you walk up to them and you just know that when you go to them, they're going to encourage you. That's so important. Just to be encouraged. Paul goes on. If it is giving, give generously. How can giving be a gift? You either give or you don't. How can it be a gift? Because if you are a generous giver, if you are or have a talent, a gifting to give, then you're giving much more than what you're giving. What you're doing is this. You're giving a gift to someone or a ministry or an organization, whoever it is, whatever you're doing, you're giving a gift. And this is the thought in your mind. And this is what I believe tells you if you have a gifting to give. When you give that gift, firstly, you're giving generously. Very, very generously. But secondly, you're not thinking, hang on a minute, if I give, I know this is going to come back to me shaken together, running over. Because you're looking at the verse that is in Luke, the 6th chapter, and verse 38, and you're thinking, that's how I must give. And you're thinking, I must give. It becomes legalistic. You're not giving through the joy of giving. You're giving because you feel you have to. And that is why Paul is saying, if it is giving your gifting, then give generously. Stop thinking about what's going to come back, but give because you know that what you're giving will enhance the other person or the other organization's lives. It's important. A very important gifting. And I know this. Ministries across the world wouldn't exist without your generous gifting. And your generous giving wouldn't exist because they wouldn't be able to survive. Worship Radio 247, when we began, we tried to be self-sufficient. We tried to be, that's the only word I can think of, self-sufficient. We paid for everything ourselves. We didn't want to ask for money. We didn't want to be like other ministries. But God God so showed us the error of our ways. Because he said, you're not allowing other people to give generously. And therefore, you're not allowing their gifting to come through. That is so true. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. Leaders have an awesome, awesome responsibility, especially in the church. Oh my word. You see, leaders who are leading churches are accountable for every single person that goes to that church, goes to that assembly. The leader is accountable to every single one, to Almighty God. And God may well say to that leader, why did you say that this particular week? Because that's not true. And what it does is it leads the flock down the wrong pathway. They have such a huge responsibility. And that is why Paul is saying, if God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously, because this is incredibly serious. And finally, Paul says this, if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Encouraging and being kind. Oh, what a gifting that is. Knowing that you can go to somebody that you know will be encouraging, knowing that you will get kind words from that person. I think that the encouragement and the kindness, I believe they go together. I believe if you've got one, I believe you've got two. You've got the other as well. God is so wonderful with what he does with his people. And it is my prayer that as churches and the people in the churches, the ecclesia, look more and more toward Almighty God instead of their own problems and situations, as they look to Jesus, there will become an ecclesia with heart unity. Oh, I pray for that. I pray for that, beloved. Churches up and down the globe, right across this country, right across the whole entire world, where churches would be gathered together, and instead of looking for their own agendas, they look toward Jesus and seek his agenda. Seek his love and seek his face. That's why God has given us these wonderful gifts. Serving others. If your gifting is serving others, serve them well, says Paul. If you're a teacher, teach well. If you encourage others, be encouraging. If you're a giver, give generously. If God has given you leadership abilities, take those abilities and that responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Always be there. Always be there for your people. For the people that God has put on your heart. And I know this. If you have any of these gifts, God has already put people on your heart. And perhaps the Lord is saying to you, I want you to intercede on their behalf. I want you to pray for them. If that is happening as you're listening to this broadcast, then intercede. Pray for those people now. And be thankful to Almighty God, for he has given every single one of us a gift or two. You need to seek his face now. You need to seek him and say, Lord, what is the gifting that you have given me? I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Show me that gift, Lord, so that I may operate in it and bring glory to your name. For that is the reason why we use the gifting God has given us to bring glory to the name of the Lord. And God gets the glory always. Always God gets the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.